This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a difference a week makes, huh? Now, understand this. I'm aware that Garland has gotten out there and he's taken credit for the warrant and the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And if we have time, we'll get to that, because the sheer fact of the matter is he should have recused himself from this, because he has it's a big conflict of interest when it comes to Donald Trump. That is a story for a different day. Let's talk about things that may involve us, shall we? The Senate recently passed something called the Inflation Reduction Act. And this is a ridiculous special interest award, taxpayer dollar boondoggle. Senator John Kennedy has described it as a pork orgy, and it is a significant investment in the IRS. Now, put aside for now certain facts like that the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't reduce inflation and only raises taxes on Americans while throwing wheelbarrows of taxpayer funds into radical alternative energy products and the wokeification of the federal bureaucracy. The nonsense of supposedly clean alternative energy, while very wasteful and annoying, will also negatively affect things in our already fragile power grid. But the massive expansion of the IRS, including the hiring of 86,852 new agents, means intensive bureaucratic intrusion is coming for Americans, and Biden is ensuring that they're not coming unprepared. Now, for a bit of perspective, the IRS workforce data for fiscal year 2021 states that it used 78,661 full-time equivalent positions in conducting its work. And Democrats are adding more than 85,000 new agents. And as with any bureaucratic cesspool, more bureaucrats only makes things worse, increasing the likelihood of rogue employees and corruption and making cover-ups easier. Just look at the FBI. And remember how the IRS targeted conservative organizations? Well, Joe Biden doesn't want you to remember that at all. What kinds of positions will they be filling to roughly double its workforce and thereby double the number of audits it's able to conduct each year? There are some clues that are available out there from current openings advertised on the IRS Careers website that promises new hires the opportunity to work with a worthwhile mission as part of a service to the country we love. Now, the 85,000-plus positions that will be filled are more than just number crunchers sitting in dimly lit federal office buildings. One such position currently available is IRS Criminal Investigation Special Agent, tasked with investigating potential criminal violations of the IRS and related financial crimes in a manner that fosters confidence in the tax system and compliance with the law, and promises successful candidates the opportunity to combine your accounting skills with law enforcement skills. So, this particular position, people, actually arms them with more than just a calculator. The job posting explains of the necessary qualifications. Candidates must be a U.S. citizen between the ages of 21 and 37, have a driver's license, pass a background check and drug test, and be legally allowed to carry a firearm. Now, wouldn't you think that any federal employee should be free of a background that would prevent them from legally carrying a firearm? That's a thought I have. But hey, I'm digressing. Candidates for the position also must be willing to work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends, and carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. So the IRS is looking for someone willing to work more than full time while being on call constantly and also ready to use deadly force in order to enforce the tax code. And according to the posting, no matter what the source, all income earned, both legal and illegal, has the potential of becoming involved in crimes which fall within the investigative jurisdiction of the IRS criminal investigation. And now you guys already know this. Lest you think the IRS wasn't prioritizing its armed and ready-to-use deadly force agents, they bought another $700,000 worth of ammunition for its stockpile earlier in 2022, which is something a spokesperson at the agency confirmed. But, you may say, the doubled-in-size IRS is necessitated by all those greedy corporations and well-to-do Americans who aren't paying their fair share of taxes, and the government needs the force to compel them to cough up unpaid obligations. The IRS has even insisted it would absolutely not target low- or middle-income Americans, and that's wrong again. Americans making more than $400,000 constitute less than 2% of U.S. taxpayers. As the Wall Street Journal pointed out in an editorial amid the Biden and the Democrats' push to beef up the IRS, the agency's main targets will by necessity be the middle and upper middle class because that's where the money is. It's always where the money is. It's always in the middle, on the higher end of the middle. So that's 78 to 90% of the money raised from underreported income will likely come from those making less than $200,000 a year, while just 4 to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000. So for those in the 98% of Americans making less than $400,000 a year, the IRS Army is coming for you with its doubled manpower, deadly force ready agents, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in stockpiled ammunition. There are certain caveats to all of this, and if we have time, we'll get to them. But the lawmakers, they're out there going, nothing to see here. And remember that the lawmakers, a majority of the lawmakers are millionaires and statistically unlikely to be pestered by the IRS. But that's what they're going to say anyway. And meanwhile, the actual Army is on track to miss its recruiting and retention goals. The $80 billion being taken from taxpayers to recruit, train, and arm the doubled IRS bureaucracy is a massive Democrat investment in the administrative state, the effects of which will be felt for years to come. So beware when the tax man cometh. He might be wanting to, use a little deadly force in addition to pulling out a slide rule. Now this is on the tip end of everything. This is all part of the proposal. There's actually a little more to getting a job with the IRS than just saying, oh, well, they're having a jobs day. Yeah, I'll sign up. Yeah. Actually, a little more to it. First of all, look at the pool of people they want to draw from, 21 to 37. I mean, say what you want to say. There's probably quite a few people in that age group that would say, yes, well, of course, I want to get out here and I want to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share. And if I have to bust some caps, well, that's perfectly okay too. But that's going to be problematic for them now. I mean, they're facing the same problem. They will face the same problem that the U.S. military is facing, which right now the U.S. military is not going to make their recruitment goal. So in this era of all of these indoctrinated young people that are coming out in this, with this adult, you know, this adult pool, they're looking at 21 to 37. That in and of itself is not too, that wasn't exactly fill me full of confidence to look out there and send a little squad of these guys out to, do a little deadly force in enforcing. But we're going to talk about what they're talking about doing just with the IRS in the next segment when we get back, just simply because there's a lot of talk about this, and we need to actually take it into the light of day. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the most famous grievances of the Founding Fathers, enumerated in the Declaration of Independence, was this. And they were talking about King George. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Now, Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are more fans of King George than George Washington, and they're looking to do the same thing with the recent IRS expansion of, in the reconciliation bill that I just spoke about. And oh boy, another 87,000 IRS agents with more power than the FBI to harass small businesses and, you know, the new breed, the gig workers, the Ubers and the Lyfts and the DoorDashes, all those people that are making life a little easier for you, they're going to be harassed. And anybody else that the deep state might enjoy tormenting. But let's expose this horrible thing to a little bit of sunlight and a little bit of skepticism that this will all actually come to its intended poisonous conclusion. Because there's a few things in place that are going to be hard to overcome. First of all, the IRS cannot just hire anybody. An applicant needs to have an extensive accounting background. Those don't come easy, and those don't come, you know, most of the people that go get an accounting degree, they have a little bit of a, you know, student loan debt they need to pay back, so they're going to be looking for some kale when they apply for a job. And at the IRS, not all of them need to be a CPA, but most real accountants do wind up with that credential. Now, consider that fewer than 95,000 will take the CPA test each year, and maybe 45,000 actually passed, less than half. Almost all of them already have good jobs in the private sector, those that are graduating, those that pass the test. They're already being courted, and they may get a job without the CPA certification, and they'll just take that later. Almost all of them have a good job in the private sector. Just finding qualified new IRS employees is going to take several years. At a time when fewer young people are entering the profession because it is difficult to begin with. Additionally, you know, when I was talking about deadly force, you know, when we're talking about pipe hitters, look at the age group, 21 to 37. Most of those guys that are actually worth doing this with are going to be in the military to begin with. So, I don't know where they're going to get those cats from. Second, accountancy is a profession with a well-earned reputation for honesty. Case in point, Lois Lerner was a political lawyer when she was appointed to the Obama IRS. Most people in the field are not interested in making their life's work harassing fellow citizens for the pleasure of the ruling elites, nor in getting less pay working for the government when accounting salaries in the private sector are going through the roof, according to a lot of recruiters out there today. So it's going to take at least a couple of years for the Biden IRS to recruit and train even a fraction of these 87,000 new agents. It is certainly not going to happen prior to the 2022 midterms. So we will probably have a Republican Congress coming into power in 2023. They may not get much else done, but one thing I'm sure that they're going to be working on is to find something better for all that IRS appropriation money than hiring and doubling the amount of personnel that are on the ground. Then, thanks to Mar-a-Lago and some other things, a few other eye-opening events that have happened here recently, we're going to have a Republican president in 2025. And if there are still more hands at the IRS available, I suspect that a President Trump or maybe President DeSantis might have a more productive task for them, namely tracking down all the illegal aliens and their employers who take credits and deductions using phony tax numbers to which they are manifestly not entitled. And doing that job properly would actually mean the IRS hiring some more people. And that in and of itself would be very well worth it. But we're coming, you know, there's a few, you know, the reality of this is a very simple thing. There are not 87,000 people waiting right now, chomping at the bit, to apply for these jobs. They're not. And the idea I mean, let's be honest about this. The one of the problems the military is running into is that the potential pool of recruits, a lot of them have criminal records now, or they're overweight, or they just have no, they just don't have it in their head to be able to do it, to be able to cope with it. And that's a big problem right now when it comes to the national defense, because nobody wants to serve. I think in the military right now they're looking at 31,000. They're falling short of their recruitment goal by about 31,000. Now this means a lot of things. One of the things it means is that being woke is not exactly for young patriots. Young patriots don't want to come in there. They don't want to be accused of being a white supremacist or a victim or any of this other stuff. They don't want none of that. The other part is that some of them, just even though they might want to, they can't. The ones that are in there now, the pay scale for the U.S. military is pretty good. I looked at it the other day because I was just sort of curious, because when I was in the Army in 1990, when I got out as a sergeant on the Sergeant E5 on the E6 list, I qualified for food stamps. I wasn't very happy about that. I think I probably, if I was making, I think it must have been before, and I lived in government housing, so all I got was separate rations. I think I probably made $1,400 a month. You do the math. Now, a sergeant with my pay grade, with my time and grade, makes, with all of the allowances that you get, about $60,000. So, we're talking $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 versus $60,000. So now, being in the military is not that. You're not taking a vow of poverty to be in the military. And most of these young people that are going to go into this, if they go into it at 18 and decide to make a career out of it, then they're going to be getting at 38, 40 years old. And they're going to be able to have a whole other career. And maybe a third. I don't know. I mean, it is. Most of these people come in and they just have multiple pensions going on all the time. So this idea that they're going to go out there and hire 87,000 people right now today is false. There's just not the pool of people around. Not that want to do the job. Not that want to be available, all this stuff and all these other things they're saying. But, hey, don't let it get you too excited when you sit there and you look at what they say about this, because that money's going to be reappropriated in about 8 months. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
The search warrant used by the FBI during the raid of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence was unsealed. The warrant includes a list of seized property. It states that the, quote, 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms used by Trump and his staff were searched. The unsealed warrant also states, quote, records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. Earlier Friday, President Trump said on Truth Social that the documents taken by the FBI did not include classified information. This is USA Radio News. Heavy downpours soaked Las Vegas for the second time in recent weeks, flooding hotels and casinos. That was the sound of a river-like flowing through the parking garage of Harrah's Las Vegas and Link Hotel. Water also poured through the ceiling of Planet Hollywood and soaked the casino floor. Video shared through social media shows stunned casino patrons watching as water cascaded onto card tables below. According to the National Weather Service, over a half of rain fell.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We recently have, we got a lot of things going on, and there is a precipitating event that made the Democrats think that they could get away with this. And that was coronavirus, the Chinese pandemic countermeasures, from the lockdowns to the vaccine mandates. It is a once-in-a-century fiasco and among the biggest blunders in American history. And this chapter is also the catalyst that emboldened the left, who were already despotic. But what did they do when they figured out that this was going to work? Well, they decided to unabashedly take their fraudulent manipulation of elections out of the shadows and bring it into the daylight. They wrote an article about it. They decided to no longer hide the socialist agenda. They're not Democrats, they're commiecrats. They brazenly weaponize the justice system against their political opponents and don't care if you know it. And then in an event, which is one of a kind, that has never happened before, ever, 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 they decided to raid the home, unjustifiably, of a former president. When every president out there that has ever sat has taken papers, documents, that are supposed to be in the National Archive, whatever, the NARA, whatever it is. And they did it because we want to be first of a kind here. They did it because it was Trump, and Trump is their arch enemy. Before this, before coronavirus, if you were sick, you were isolated. And they did this in order to mitigate the spread of the disease, you know, Typhoid Mary, you know, you get the point. Never, ever has a nation, or the world for that matter, essentially shut down its economy, closed schools, and confined the entire populace. It did nothing to mitigate anything. It created more problems than it solved. And never in the nation's history has a pandemic been politicized. And we've been through 12 other ones prior to this one, people. The medical profession, they just forgot all the best practices. They got out there and basically became a marketing company for big pharma, you know. And a lot of us bought it. I bought it. I'm not ashamed to say I bought it because I had coronavirus. I had coronavirus before they called it coronavirus. When I had it, it was diagnosed as unknown strain of the flu. Everything I took, I was taking Tamiflu and antibiotics and everything. None of that worked. It ran its course with me for a long time. It took me out for a month in February of 2020. So, yeah, it's real. Coronavirus is real. Then as soon as I could, I got a vaccine. Which I wish I could take that back. Because I already had, and I still already have, whatever natural immunity that I would have had from having it already. And since it is mutated, it's basically the flu with different spelling now. And like the flu, if you are infirm or something, it's going to take you out. It might take you all the way. But it's not the Black Plague. 99% of us are going to survive it. But the question is, why did so many of us so meekly succumb to the unprecedented usurpation of rights? Why did we develop into this hive mind group thinking herd, mindlessly marching to the music played by the government? Well, I can tell you that part. That was fear. That was a lot of fear. A lot of people were worried about this. A lot of people. And we also have some other things that have been going on for quite some time. The moral fiber of the country and the religious basis upon what the United States and the European nations developed is now being replaced by a misguided and unquestioning faith in man and his institutions, which means the experts in the government and that kind of thing, yeah. So, there is a big percentage of our nation today that they've been conditioned to unquestionably look to the government and any other institution or expert to cure all of the societal and health-related ills. And, the people that are in charge right now is a very unprincipled ruling class. And their allies, the radical American left and the mainstream media, for decades promoted this mindset as it abets their lust for permanent power. It has nothing to do with you or your, this is not about you or your well-being, your safety, anything. This is just about they want to be in charge. But the problem is this. When you seek power in government, that means you're obligated to cure all ills, even a global pandemic. So then it follows that the state will inevitably claim that in order to do so, it must take control of our lives against our will, even if we're healthy. Or at least that's what they've been doing. And the most effective tool in manipulating an increasingly agnostic and secular populace is to provoke fear and panic. And for a big portion of the United States, that is very easily done. We have become risk averse and permanently on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Some of us have. I'm not. I'm actually probably on the other end of that spectrum. The herd mentality and mass hysteria are effortlessly fomented as far too many rather than question the experts are willing to believe anything that the omnipotent government bureaucrats and politicians say. And quite mindlessly, they will follow whatever they're putting out there. We got to watch in real time the draconian lockdowns undertaken by the Chi-Coms promoting the inane concept of eliminating the virus, which that's not happening. That's like luggage. We're going to have this forever. This is like HIV. It's here. It's here. So it'll become a seasonal thing. And What did we do? Well, we mimicked China by the first lockdown in the West, which is Italy in February 2020. And number two, the dire, grossly exaggerated and unscientific fatality estimates by various institutions who recommended the worldwide lockdowns gave the ruling elites the pretext to sow fear and panic by portraying the virus in a Hollywood-esque apocalyptic term. This was actually pushed out there in the same vein as gun control. Coronavirus and catching coronavirus and having to be locked away from coronavirus, that became the assault weapon of the pandemic. The mere fear that they invoked with it, you know, they came up with the term assault weapon so that in your mind's eye, you would see a bunch of gangbangers who were very cleverly put together, you know, better so than most gangbangers actually are, carrying what looks like fully automatic weapons in a patrol formation coming for you. That was what coronavirus was. Now, the medical professionals out there knew it was far less deadly, and it was on the decline in Italy before other Western countries' full lockdowns began. But our leaders, they pretty unscrupulous they are. They followed the lead of their soulmates in China. They seized upon lockdowns, not as a solution, but as a means of entrenching themselves and winning an election in 2020. And the demand for COVID lockdowns assumed a majority of a malleable citizenry, which is what we became, and who view the government as virtually omnipotent. And we were herded and manipulated. So, once they stampeded us into mass hysteria, a solution to the coronavirus had to be found. And the various vaccines were supposed to, you know, that's supposed to be what they put out there once Joe Biden was elected. However, and Biden himself, he said, got out of there, said, no, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccines, says the guy who's had the vaccines and the boosters and has had it twice now in August. So we have to make a change in our government, a transformational change. Back, or we will go past the point of no return. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Yes, one more time. Then I'm headed to back crack in heaven. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Some of you are looking at the some of the Republicans and their response. And you are right to want to heave when you see some Republican poobah in 2022. Respond to the illegal, immoral, and utterly catastrophic stormtrooper raid on Mar-a-Lago with a tepid noodle spine soliloquy along the lines of, well, we need to not jump to any conclusions and wait to see what the facts are before we act like free men and call out the scrubby Democrat fascism. That last part is just a fantasy on my part because that would never be uttered by one of those saps. Because the idea of being free men and calling out grubby Democrat fascism would never occur to them. So let me save them some time. Since they are no doubt still waiting for those elusive and secret facts, they're going to make this latest round of targeting our president A-OK. This was an atrocity, a disgraceful, disgusting, and dangerous escalation of the war on the normals by our enemies, designed to frame Trump and send a message to his supporters that we are second-class citizens. If you voted for Trump, this was actually targeted at you. There's no hidden, secret Trump crime that the garbage FBI and the garbage DOJ are investigating. They've spent the last 6 years trying to frame Trump, but right, this time it's for realsies. They started as soon as he got, they started trying to impeach him before he got sworn in. Then they wanted to impeach him after he got sworn in just because he was president. Oh, we can't have this. It would only be too perfect if it really was over possessing classified info, which apparently is illegal again now. I mean, Obama still got some. You know, Clinton has all kinds. But here's the truth. It's all a lie designed to make sure Trump can never be elected again and finish what he started, which was going after the deep state. And I know it, and you know it, and they know it. But some Republicans refuse to accept it. Instead, they still fall for this nonsense, pretending that there's no way a government agency could be politicized and weaponized. and these lumps of flesh stand watching the norms get tossed into the furnace while somehow convincing themselves that we all have to pretend the old rules are still in effect. Why, says the Blue Pill GOP senator, the FBI is a respected organization full of good apples with a dedication to truth and justice. And despite its sordid track record of lies, corruption, incompetence, and an all-around willingness to shrimp the toes of the leftist ruling class, I will totally assume that this time, unlike all those other times we were promised the walls were closing in, that the ruling caste are not trying to eliminate its enemies. And a sad fact is, when Andrew freaking Cuomo is upset about this and is more based than you, some of you Republican senators, you suck at being a Republican. But on the plus side, this event helps separate the based wheat from the Frito-Con chaff. My junior senator here in South Carolina is Senator Tim Scott. And I want to thank him for making clear that he's never going to be president because he totally disqualified himself as a Republican candidate for the presidency that he inexplicably thinks he's going to run for. First of all, he goes on CBS, if you're going to be a Republican and you're really going to be a conservative and you're really going to be a national populist, you do not go and feed the beast. You don't go and give them all the editing opportunities. So strike one, he goes on CBS. The morning after the most vicious attack by the deep state on our democracy in living memory and says on purpose that we need to let this play out and see what happens. I keep telling you people that politicians are only as good as their staff, and apparently my senator's staff sucks. We don't need to wait and let it play out and see what happens. We don't have to. No, we don't. We don't have to do anything like that. Yeah, Tim Scott is a nice guy, which is precisely why we need to throw him out in the ash heap of the terrible GOP presidential aspirants who've shown that they are unsuitable, like Jeb Bush in a skirt, Nikki Haley, who was my former governor. We don't need nice, not now. That's why Trump was so good. Trump was never nice. He was never going to be nice. And here's what we need someone to say. We need to hear them say, those bastards are trying to frame Trump again, and they're going to pay for it. And we're going to take the House and the Senate, and the FBI will not get one single dime out of us. We will defund and dismantle this disgrace. What are your questions about how we will take our revenge? But then there's the murder turtle, Mitch McConnell, who, he's done some good stuff. He kept Garland off the Supreme Court, and he defended, as the Senate's greatest knife fighter, you know, he's when he's good, he's good. But all fighters eventually retired. The murder turtle is on one hell of a losing streak. Fresh from being conned by quarter-wit Chuck Schumer, which is a lot like getting conned by a Ponzi scheme involving Bitcoin, NFTs, and Florida swampland run by a friendly golden retriever named Bosco, McConnell was asked about the Stasi raid and refused to comment because, damn it, he was there to talk about flood relief. That is a Nadler pants load. Floods are bad and tragic, and he's from Kentucky, and you got a lot of floods there. Well, but we do get over them, but we're not going to get over having American politics channel Uruguay's circa 1957. This guy, the alleged Republican majority or minority leader, cannot even spare a, I think that's bad, when the Democrat administration sends guys with guns to raid the home of the leading GOP presidential candidate. Sour old relic who was once feared but is now laughed at is screwing up everything he touches. Did someone spike his prune juice with some dimwit pills? This is not the time to assume the best of a bureaucracy that has reliably delivered only the worst for years. There's a clock, GOP. See what time it is? Get based and have some red pills. Pull your head out of your Pelosi and understand. Our republic is under attack. The norms are gone. The people you want to give the benefit of the doubt to want to give you and your base the benefit of a gulag. How many times does Trump appointee Christopher Wray have to mock you and laugh at you as he lies through his teeth to you in your oversight committee sessions before you get it? Simple answer. They're just bad people. There are no good apples. Name one FBI agent who quit rather than suit up to SWAT raid the current president's political opponent. Stop embracing the comforting lie that everything is fine and that these deep state dwellers deserve our trust and respect. They deserve nothing but contempt and disbandment. And you should take notice, you GOP soft boy saps, if you don't have the stones to loot and pillage and level the organizations that have taken the lead in oppressing your base, you too are a temporary servant, as all of you should consider that you should be. If it seems like I'm angry, that's only because I am. Because this has never happened in the history of this country. And the fact that it happened while I'm alive, well, that just irritates me to no end. But, you know. And I don't get to do this much because I don't get the information until after it's... Till after it gets out here, but let's welcome somebody new. Let's welcome. Where are you at there? KINX, Great Falls, Fairfield, Fort Benton, Cascade, out of I believe Montana. Welcome to the show, and thank you guys for taking rolling the dice and checking out Gun Owners News Hour. Hope you guys enjoy this because I sure enjoy having it. But hey, now more than ever, that raid was a game changer. And you should look at it as such. And the fact that you're a gun owner in America today, that's a plus. You know, if you're a veteran in America today, that's a plus. Because we may get pushed into a position where we don't have a lot of options. I'll be back next week. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.